Hey there, welcome to today's episode with Aglowit IT Solutions, where we journey into the realm of offshore developers and unravel the mysteries surrounding the costs involved in hiring them. Whether you're a small startup looking to grow your tech team or a big company hunting for affordable solutions, understanding the ins and outs of offshore development is crucial. So, let's jump into this journey together. You know, hiring offshore developers has become all the rage lately, right? Companies are all about snagging top-notch technical talent while keeping their budgets happy. But hey, what's the deal with the costs? Getting those numbers right is super important for planning your budget, especially when you're thinking about going offshore. In this podcast, we're going to break down everything you need to know about the rates, salaries, and expenses involved in hiring offshore developers. Teaming up with offshore software development companies can save you a ton of cash. Like seriously, we're talking 40% to 70% savings here. And that's pretty sweet, especially when places like North America are facing a serious talent shortage, which is driving up those onshore development rates. With stuff like rising interest rates and inflation happening, outsourcing is like the superhero swooping in to save the day, helping you keep your digital dreams alive without breaking the bank. So, what's the secret sauce behind the cost advantage of offshore developers? Well, it's a combo of things, like where they're located, how efficiently they work, and the fact that they've got access to a massive talent pool from all over the globe. Plus, being in different time zones can actually work in your favor, making things run smoother and faster. But hey, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Along with those sweet cost savings come some challenges, like making sure you're communicating effectively, keeping the quality top-notch, and keeping your data safe and sound. It's all about finding that balance to make sure your partnership with offshore developers is a success. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and talk numbers. According to the 2023 Accelerant's Global Software Outsourcing Trends, in Latin America, hourly rates range from $34 to $96, with an average cost of $65. North America sees higher rates, ranging from $62 to $209, with an average cost of $135. Central and Eastern Europe offers rates between $26 and $95, averaging at $60. Southeast Asia provides the most cost-effective option, with rates ranging from $18 to $70 and an average cost of $44. These numbers give you a good idea of what you're looking at in terms of costs. But remember, it's not just about the numbers, it's also about finding the right fit for your project and your team. So, whether you're thinking about going nearshore or offshore, understanding the costs and skill levels in different regions is key to making smart decisions. All right, before we dive into those hourly rates, let's talk about something important when it comes to estimating costs for managing offshore teams: skill sets. Offshore developers come in all shapes and sizes, with varying levels of specialization and seniority. And you guessed it, their rates usually align with their experience. So, let's break it down. First up, we've got entry-level offshore developers. Imagine you're starting out in the world of offshore development. These folks, the entry-level or junior developers, typically have around 1 to 3 years of experience. Let's take a peek at what they're charging per hour. In Latin America, you're looking at an hourly rate between $41 and $53, with an average of $47. North America, a bit pricier, ranging from $75 to $91 per hour, averaging at $82. Central and Eastern Europe falls in the middle, with rates between $35 and $53, averaging at $41. And in Southeast Asia, it's even more budget-friendly, ranging from $21 to $35, with an average of $24. Next up, we've got mid-level offshore developers. These are the folks who've been around a bit longer, with about 3 to 6 years of experience under their belts. Here's what they're bringing to the table. In Latin America, hourly rates range from $53 to $66, with an average rate of $59. North America sees rates between $119 and $144, averaging at $131. Central and Eastern Europe falls in a similar range, with rates between $47 and $65, averaging at $53. And in Southeast Asia, it's a bit more affordable, with rates ranging from $27 to $34, averaging at $29. All right, buckle up because now we're getting into the big leagues, senior offshore developers. These developers have been in the game for 6 years or more, and they've got some serious skills to show for it. Check out what they're charging. In Latin America, hourly rates range from $65 to $82, with an average rate of $71. North America sees rates between $147 and $172, averaging at $157. Central and Eastern Europe offer similar rates, ranging from $68 to $76, with an average of $71. And in Southeast Asia, it's a bit lower, with rates ranging from $34 to $41, averaging at $38. Last but not least, we've got the lead developers. These folks are the cream of the crop, the top dogs in the offshore development world. Here's what they're bringing to the table. In Latin America, you're looking at hourly rates between $66 and $82, averaging at $74. North America, it's a bit steeper, ranging from $169 to $209, averaging at $187. Central and Eastern Europe falls in a similar range, with rates between $68 and $82, averaging at $78. And in Southeast Asia, it's a bit more budget-friendly, ranging from $41 to $45, averaging at $41. Now that we've covered the skill sets and rates of different offshore developers, let's talk about some of the specialized roles and skills that tend to command higher hourly rates. These aren't your run-of-the-mill developers, they're the specialists, bringing unique expertise to the table. Let's dive into it. Offshore developers with specialized roles and skills. All right, imagine you're building your dream website or app. Who do you turn to? Web developers, of course. These folks are the architects of the online world, crafting everything from sleek websites to complex web applications. But did you know that within this world, there are specialized roles? Let's start with the artists of the web, the front-end developers. They're the ones who create those beautiful and intuitive interfaces that we all love to use. Think of them as the painters of the digital canvas. Here's a glimpse into their world. React developers, they charge between $20 and $38 per hour, specializing in dynamic user interfaces. Vue developers, rates range from $30 to $90 hourly, known for their elegant and scalable designs. Angular developers, charging $16 to $30 per hour, they excel in building robust and feature-rich applications. Now, let's peek behind the curtain and meet the wizards behind the scenes, the back-end developers. They're the ones who handle all the server-side logic and data integration, making sure everything runs smoothly. Here's what they charge. Node.js developers, charging $60 to $90 hourly, they specialize in server-side logic and real-time applications. Python developers, with rates ranging from $20 to $40 per hour, they excel in versatile back-end development. PHP developers, charging $15 to $45 per hour, they're skilled in building scalable web applications and dynamic websites. Ruby on Rails developers, commanding $45 to $150 per hour, they bring expertise in rapid development and scalability to the table. All right, now let's switch gears and talk about the masters of the mobile world, the mobile developers. These are the folks who bring your favorite apps to life, whether you're Team iOS or Team Android. Here's a peek into their world. First up, we have the iOS developers, the experts in all things Apple. They're the ones who craft those sleek and user-friendly apps that we can't live without. Here's what they charge. Swift, priced between $16 and $30 per hour, they specialize in crafting sleek and user-friendly iOS apps. Objective-C, commanding $60 or more hourly, they're the go-to experts for legacy iOS development. And then we have the Android developers, the magicians of the Google Play Store. They're the ones who create apps for all those different Android devices out there. Here's what they charge: Java. With a price tag of $160 per hour, they're the seasoned veterans of Android development. Kotlin, coming in at $65 hourly, they're the rising stars bringing innovation and efficiency to Android app development. Next, let's talk about the architects of the cloud integrators. These are the folks who help businesses seamlessly integrate cloud services into their operations. Here's what they charge: AWS. Priced at $54 per hour, they're the experts in leveraging Amazon Web Services for seamless cloud integration. Azure, commanding $57 hourly, they specialize in harnessing the power of Microsoft Azure for businesses' cloud needs. Google Cloud, coming in at $63 per hour, they're skilled in utilizing Google Cloud Platform to optimize operations in the digital realm. And last but not least, we have the pioneers of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain. These folks are shaping the future of technology, one algorithm at a time. Here's what they charge: artificial intelligence. With a rate of $62 per hour, these innovators are at the forefront of creating intelligent systems that revolutionize industries. Machine learning, commanding $50 hourly, they're the experts in developing algorithms that enable machines to learn and adapt. Blockchain, coming in at $59 per hour, they're the architects of decentralized systems that are transforming the way we exchange value. And let's not forget about the creative minds behind the visuals, the designers. These are the folks who bring ideas to life with their stunning designs, making our digital experiences truly unforgettable. These developers have expertise in the tools such as Adobe Creative Suite, Sketch, or Figma. Designers bring ideas to life, enhancing brand aesthetics and user engagement. Now that you have an idea about what are the hourly rates of various offshore developers, let's dive deeper into the additional cost factors to consider while calculating cost for offshore development services. These additional costs that may not be immediately obvious but play a crucial role in project planning. First up, we've got recruiting and hiring costs. Finding the right offshore talent isn't just a walk in the park. It involves investing in human resource management, technical screenings, background checks, and even immigration support. So, there's more to it than meets the eye. Now, let's chat about retainers and long-term commitments. Many offshore companies require minimum project retainers to secure resources in advance. And for stability's sake, longer-term contracts might be on the table too. It's all about laying down solid foundations. Next, we've got administration and operations overhead. Managing remote teams effectively is key, and that comes with its own set of costs, from collaboration tools to cultural training. It's all about ensuring that the engine keeps running smoothly. And yes, the good old travel and in-person meetings. Sometimes, you just gotta bring the team together, whether it's for training, implementation assistance, or simply to put faces to names. But hey, it comes with a price tag. And let's not forget about cultural and regional holidays. Coordinating across different time zones means navigating through various public holidays. It's all about understanding and respecting each other's cultural differences. Now, here's one that often gets overlooked: replacement hiring and severance. When a team member leaves, there's a whole process involved in finding a replacement. It's an unplanned expense that can catch you off guard. Last but not least, we've got processing and currency conversion fees. Managing payroll internationally means dealing with foreign currencies, and those banking fees can add up over time. It's the hidden costs that sneak up on you. All right, we've delved into the financial side of offshore development, but there's more to consider than just dollars and cents. Let's bridge the gap and explore the human side of the equation. Is hiring offshore developers the right choice? Now, when it comes to deciding whether offshore development is the right move, it's about more than just the bottom line. Sure, cutting costs is a big part of the equation, but making informed decisions that align with your strategic goals requires considering a whole range of factors. It's not just about the numbers, there are several crucial factors to consider. Sure, there's the cost advantage, but there's also the importance of effective communication channels and tools, ensuring quality assurance and testing standards are met, leveraging project management tools for seamless collaboration, and the flexibility and scalability offered by offshore teams. Let's not forget about data security measures, legal and compliance considerations, and the unexpected possibilities that may arise. And of course, investing in training and onboarding to ensure your offshore team integrates seamlessly with your existing operations. It's about weighing all these factors to make the best decision for your business. And there you have it, folks. Hiring offshore developers isn't just about cutting costs. It's about making a strategic investment in your business's long-term competitiveness, scalability, and creativity. It's about finding that perfect balance between short-term goals and long-term vision, between project-specific needs and financial efficiency. By taking a comprehensive approach to managing the cost of offshore development, employers can unlock the full potential of offshore teams and thrive in an increasingly competitive and global business landscape. And hey, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or still have questions lingering in your mind, don't fret. Our IT strategy and consultation services at Aglowit IT Solutions are here to help. Whether you need a custom roadmap for your project or just some expert advice, we've got you covered. So, until next time, remember to keep innovating, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Aglowit hopes you enjoy and learn from this program. For more details, go to aglowititsolutions.com. Thanks for listening.